the sanctuary above. The righteous during this time period, for all the reasons, including what they're seeing going on in the world and what they're seeing happening to God's law, the righteous will be taking in more and more of the influence of the Holy Spirit, till it reaches a point to where the latter rain is symbolized in history. A people full of the Holy Spirit, in contrast with a world that is totally void of the Holy Spirit. But Sister White here makes it in proportion. She's describing the sealing off, the binding off that takes place in the judgment process. And part of this story is that a group in Adventism is first to be judged corporately as those that receive the mark of the beast, and their crowns are taken by those that come in during this time period. Continuing on. He will declare, they have made void thy law, therefore I love thy commandments. This is the righteous person. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. It is the ones who have been faithful stewards of the grace of God, whose love of God's commandments grows with the contempt which all around him would put upon them. Wicked men and the church harmonize in this hatred of the law of God, and then the crisis comes. Then we see the class specified in Malachi 3, 13 through 15. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Here is a company of disaffected, professed Christians whose chief business is to murmur and complain and accuse God by accusing the children of God. They see nothing defective in themselves, but very much to despise in others. But while they are murmuring and complaining and falsely accusing and doing Satan's work most zealously, another class is brought to our notice. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. And if you check this passage of Malachi out in the spirit of prophecy, she's very clear that these jewels come not only from Adventism, but from outside Adventism. Continuing on. This subject is urging itself upon my mind. Consider it. Consider what we've just read, she's saying. This subject she just went over. Consider it.